540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow this morning is slowly moving, and it could slow down the morning drive in areas. Places near the lake may get 1 to 2 inches this morning, and some spots even more. Inland locations probably won't see anything, maybe a dusting. Skies will clear by late afternoon. We'll get a look at what the weekend brings coming up in the forecast. A consultant is suggesting big changes for downtown Milwaukee's entertainment district. The report recommends replacing the Miller High Life Theater with a 20-story hotel while spending $55 million to modernize the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena. The new hotel would connect to the Baird Center and include ballrooms, restaurants, and green space. The consulting firm says Milwaukee needs more hotel rooms to attract large events. The Wisconsin Center District Board will hear the findings today. Protests and vigils are happening across the country this weekend as people call for change and show support for those impacted by immigration enforcement. In Milwaukee, there are several events. The Milwaukee Alliance will hold a vigil tonight at All People's Church. Tomorrow, bike riders will take a memorial lap in honor of Alex Preddy. He was a regular rider in the city's River West 24 cycling events. Also tomorrow, at noon, what's called a peace rally will take place at noon downtown at St. Paul and Water. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A former Milwaukee bridge operator is appealing his termination. Anthony Bass was involved in an incident last August where the Wisconsin Avenue Bridge was opening without warning, with a pedestrian still on it. A tour boat captain had to warn Bass of the pedestrian, and Bass was fired weeks after it took place. The city of Milwaukee said it was Bass's second safety violation in a year. City leaders were expected to discuss the appeal last week, but that was postponed. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley hosted a roundtable this week with community leaders. It was to spotlight the Credible Messenger program. Crawley says the program, intended to keep kids safe through mentorship, jobs, and early intervention, is seeing success. The county executive and candidate for governor praised the effort for delivering real results for youth in the justice system. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks' slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes and misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we can correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little off and on light snow possible today. We may get an inch, some places a little more than that by the time it winds down. Our high today, 17. Tonight, a few flurries down to 10 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.